Yo.
Yo.
How's your day been?
Great, great, lovely. You?
Mine's been absolutely splendid.
That's great.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Imagination Craze. And today's topic is about fast food, not fast food, but minimum wage jobs. So, according to a couple of news sources,
Isn't
restaurants
that
and
include
fast food, what?
just kind of like summarize, what the idea behind it is.
All right. Fast food restaurants are finding difficulty hiring teens. So it seems like there's a less influx of teens applying for fast food jobs. Now, the reason being
And
is what
not
we're
just
here to discuss
jobs
today.
in general, just minimum wage jobs, just first time jobs,
Now, why do you think kids are not, or not kids, it's not child labor. Why do you think teens are no longer applying for those types of jobs?
I got two predictions behind that. COVID, people are a little more worried about COVID. And two, they found other ways of making money, more
Okay.
convenient ways of making money.
I'm gonna start with COVID. Let's start one at a time. There's two. Let's start with COVID. Now, I just wanted to say, honestly, if you work at a fast food restaurant, right, you meet a lot of people. Right, you see a lot of people in the day, you have to interact with a lot of people, so on and so forth. Right. Now, honestly, I think beyond just corona, I think it's just the way people get treated sometimes in fast food joints or just in minimum wage jobs. It's not very good. Like the terminology Karen was kind of made for a reason. No offense to anyone named Karen, but like the terminology itself was made for a reason. Like people that are entitled were coming and out of the shop or out of the restaurant and literally act like, they were sent down to the species of humanity, like they're like so entitled, like they deserve the world. And dealing with that, there's some people don't have the patience. I don't think I have the patience for that. Like if I see something, I usually speak out. So if I see someone acting up, I'm gonna probably speak up against it. And so for me, getting a fast food job or a minimum wage job would be very difficult because I have a very thin line of what I can control when I say. So, or like I can control what I say, but I have a very thin line of just standing there and watching someone act entitled or act like they're better than others. So, and a lot of policies don't allow you to like to talk back to Karens because the customer is always right. You know what I mean? So that's probably a reason a lot of kids or a lot of teens, including me, don't like or don't want to get a minimum wage job.
Like they're afraid of the treatment. I'm not sure I would be like worried about what the way I get treated by the customers. No, I don't. That would.
I don't care if they treat me bad or good. I don't expect anybody to treat me good. I just like, if I see someone acting entitled, like, or acting all high and mighty, like, because just me and a friend or me and someone work a minimum wage job, we're less than them, and like we're less of a human. If they start acting like that, I'll have to speak up. And if I speak up, I think that's against a lot of like company like rules, like not like a lot of like places rules. It's like the customer's always right. You have to keep a clear mind in a professional space. Stuff like that, and it's just like I'm not gonna sit here and watch this guy, a random guy or woman or guy, bombard me or bombard a friend of mine with insults just because their pizza's taking a little longer because the oven stopped working. Like, do I look like the oven? You know what I mean? Like, do I look like I'm the oven? Like, you're acting like I'm the oven and I'm on break. Like, the oven said I'm gonna go for a break. He's going for a walk and he'll be back. Like, no, the oven stopped working. Give us a minute to fix it. Like, if you're gonna act entitled about it, I just won't give you a pizza at all. And you could just get out. Like Domino's is a multi-million dollar company. We don't need you, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think another reason for it could be a lot of teens nowadays, they're not willing to everybody's got like this everybody's got some sort of goal, right? But a vast majority is not willing to work for it. And so when they say, oh, I want to get a job over the summer and I want to get this amount of money, but at the end of the day, like some of them, either they do it, they don't reach it, or they just don't do it at all because they're not willing to put in the hours,
You have no clue how many of my friends are like changing jobs almost like every couple of months. Like I have a friend who keeps changing jobs. Like they started at like I don't even know, like McDonald's, went to Chick-fil-A, from Chick-fil-A went to Sonic, from Sonic went to Dairy Queen, from Dairy Queen now they're working at like Andy's, I think. They went through a lot of jobs, and it's just like how does one even do that? Like, if the first one didn't work out, why do you think a second minimum wage job would work out? You know what I mean?
Well, it kind of depends on the place, because all of them have, like, certain flexibility with hours, and some pay differently. Some are more, you know, chill, you know?
And beyond that, like, there's just better ways to make money if you're really wanting to make money. I don't really care about making money. I'm just living my life.
I don't really like the whole giving away, like, I mean, it's not giving away, but I just don't like the whole idea about, here, I give you these amount of hours and I get this much money. Here, look, I was watching the, I read something the other day, and it said, your PS4 was not $300, it was 7 hours of your life. Your new car was not $20,000, it was hundreds of hours of your life. Are you getting the point there? Like,
yeah.
You're not, you know, you're giving away time. Like, time is the real currency. And so that's, I don't really like the whole, I work this amount of hours and you give me this amount of money. Like,
honestly, that's just how life is. But like, another thing, like, why do I need to become like a cashier at McDonald's when I could get paid like the same amount a person makes in a week in like a day of like reffing? There's like soccer ref, you can become a soccer ref very easily. It's like a very quick course. You pay like $25, and it, depending on where you are, if you're on the sidelines, you're making like $40 an hour. Okay, and like a match is an hour and 30 minutes, so if you play 3 matches, technically work 4 hours, that's $160 in a day, dude. And if I do like 3 matches a day, like every weekend, right, so three matches every like Saturday and Sunday, I'm making like, how much is that, what am I making, like, oh my god, my math isn't it, like, oh, $320, right? I'm making like $320. I just made more than some people make like in a week. Like, yeah. some people who work like part-time, like a lot of teens do, because I don't know a lot of teens that actually work full-time, unless they have to provide for a family. And that's a whole different conversation, where you actually have to, like, where you're working hard to provide for a family, so you're actually like having to get a fast food restaurant job and just deal with it because you have to help your family. That's a whole different conversation, though. But like, I think there's just different ways of making money if you're really worried about money. I'm not even worried about money. Like we said, we talked about it multiple times. Money's like a tool. It's not what makes me up as a person, you know. Like, it's not my drive. My drive is to do something I love, and if money comes along with it, sure. Like this podcast, I love doing this podcast with you, right? So if money comes along with it, that's cool. If money doesn't come along with it, that's also cool. Like, you know what I mean? It's like using your hours in something you love rather than using your hours in something that just truly isn't worth like a minute of your time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I don't know, of some of my friends, like a few of them, they've like figured out many new ways to like make money rather than just working a job. You know, some people got into, you know, understanding what the market, and they've invested and they've made a lot of money from that.
I've noticed that, by the way, like a lot of people are actually starting to educate themselves in like the stock market and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if it comes down to money, which obviously means you really both don't really care about, if it comes down to money, then I don't really need a fast food job. And then nothing pushes me, then we look at the social aspect and the fun aspect. Most people that work in fast food restaurants work like 3 positions in one day. And one position, and they get paid for less than the one position. So they'll get paid like $7 an hour for like stocking and restocking, and then going to be a cashier, and then taking like a 1 hour break, and then going to do this and this and this and this, and doing this guy's job and doing that guy's job because this guy's out and that guy's out. You know what I mean? And they get paid like $7 an hour. I don't know. Like, first, the treatment by customers is not worth it. Second, the pay, the fairness of pay is not worth it. A lot of people I've talked to have said it's a very toxic environment in a lot of places they work at. Not very worth it. The drama sometimes that's there, it's not really worth it. If I'm working with a bunch of teens, some type of drama is gonna happen, bro. So it's none of that is really worth it. I'd rather stay at home and perfect my craft as something I want to take and have it be my professional career as something, rather than like waste away in a McDonald's saying, would you like me, what would you like today? Oh, the ice cream is broken. No.
Yeah, like listen, like, there's so many other ways to make money. So many. so many better and much more efficient ways to make money. You don't need to work. You just don't need to. You really don't need to apply for all these stores and fast food restaurants. Like, come on.
And honestly, they take away from your life. Like, well, if you want to go to a good college, you could be doing homework to go to a good college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to the people listening, bro. Like, genuinely, look around you. Like, think outside the box. Like, there are many other ways. Like, stop going by, like, what John and Jim say. Like, doesn't matter what your teacher says and what your friends say or whatever. Like, there are so many things that you don't know. And that, it's just, it's not the only way.
Chase your dreams, man. Don't let a 9-to-5 job, like, I've talked to so many people that are like, hey, bro, like a couple of friends of mine, hey, bro, you want to go do this or not even go do this? Like, hey, bro, what is your dream? I want to go to so-and-so college, right? Well, how are you working towards it? They're like, oh, well, so-and-so, this and this and this. And sometimes a 9-to-5 job is actually helpful because, you know, it's helping them make money to get to that college. If that's really their only option and they just don't have time except for studying, and then go for it. If you just don't have money to go to college, just go for it. Nothing against that. But like, then I got some people that are like, what do you want to be? I want to be an artist. What are you doing in a 9-to-5 job?
I don't like the people that are just getting a job just to make money. You know, because I generally do respect, you know, the people like, oh, I'm working this job to, you know, pay
off. Support my family, you know?
Yeah. But if you're just working because, oh, I think I'm in a time in my life.
I'm in my bag.
I want to make money. I need my bag. I need to buy these shoes and stuff. Like, no, stop. Like, just don't even, like, just don't.
Like, shoddy, calm down.
Just stop. Like,
you got a life ahead of you, man. You're going to get into your bag at one point. The bag is not what's important. It's the bonds you make and how you live. Because the people around you aren't always going to be alive, man. Whether it be your family, your siblings, friends, those people are not always going to be alive. Like, you're not going to always be alive. So if you waste away, and unless you're really doing this to help someone else or to help yourself in a way, like it's going to help you further yourself in some way, go for it. But if you're really wasting away at a McDonald's just because you want a couple of extra bucks so you can go like to Stonebriar and buy yourself something.
While I'm editing this, I wanted to put in this quote by Dolly Parton. She says, "Don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life." Think about that.
Like if it's for the grind, then respect. But if you're just like, if you don't have like a plan after that, if like if you're not seeing yourself earning more or doing better from there, then like no. If it's the start point and the end point, just the end point, so just might as well stop.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but we got a quick ad for all you creative minds out there that might want to start your own podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I hope you found the ad helpful. If you want to start a podcast, use Anchor. So do you think now you know there's always a cause and effect, you know? I don't think companies will ever fall bad enough where they're gonna start getting desperate, like handing out money. But do you think if this trend continues and teens and even adults stop applying for these jobs because of the policies and stuff and so and so, the environment, do you think companies will start implementing better pay and forcing upon better like better environments and doing better for their employees? Or do you think they're just gonna keep going with it because there's already a bunch of like branches like Uber Eats, so on and so forth?
Yeah, no, definitely the higher pay, that could definitely happen for sure. Once you see less people are working in jobs like those, it'll attract those that, you know, newcomers to jobs. Let's say
people who... money-hungry teens are definitely going to be like $15 an hour. Yeah. I can't let it go on this like that.
Yeah, like the uneducated fourth graders that are, you know, right now in fourth grade. In a few years, once they can get a job, and they see that the minimum wage is possibly maybe higher, then they're gonna go for it.
But also, higher pay could, unintentionally, like this whole thing, if it keeps getting worse and worse for companies, this whole thing could actually benefit those who are in need of the money. So those are who are supporting a family or those who are grinding to go to college. Like, that's instead of being paid $7 an hour, being paid $15 an hour is a huge jump, bro.
There's two ways down it could go, right? It could have a downfall, less employees, more money, more salary, or it bounces back, it backfires, and they get 10 times more employees. Well, maybe not that much. That's a bit too dramatic. But they get two times more employees, more people wanting to get a job because they see the spike in salary. And they're going to be never mind. We're going to come back to this.
Not even. I think Biden, I'm not sure if this is true or not. I heard it at one point. Biden was going to change the minimum wage to $15 an hour, right? And there was an advantage to that. People who were already working fast food restaurant jobs, woo, $15 an hour, I can make more money for those people that needed it and everything and so forth. And even the people that were hungry just for money, right? They're going to make more money. Yay, you're making more money. There's a disadvantage, though. Because companies are now paying more, the requirement to get a job is going to be harder. You know what I mean? Because now they're expending more money. Instead of being paid $7 an hour, you're being paid $15 an hour.
They're probably going to be a bit more picky.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, you're still in high school? Go away. You're still doing this and this? Go away. And this could affect people good and bad. If it affects in a bad way, some high schoolers are in need of jobs. Not one, maybe to help themselves with college, you know, tuition. Or two, maybe there's their family struggling. For them to now have to be in a more competitive environment and a usually more calm environment, That's like adding a burden upon them already. So then they have to apply to multiple jobs and figure out how to find one if they really need one. And I think that's just one of the biggest disadvantages for the whole increasing. If minimum wage actually increases, that could be a bad thing. But at the same time, people who already have jobs, they don't fire them, obviously. They're gonna make more. There's also the disadvantage of companies are gonna start firing more people, so there's gonna be less staff. You know, we're gonna work at the minimum staff. Not going to try to overstaff, because the more staff they have, the more they pay. Like, imagine you have like six workers, right? Six workers, you multiply that by 15. Let me do the math real quick, right? If you multiply six by 15, let me put my calculator real quick. Six times 15, right? You're paying $90 per hour for everybody there. So in total, you're paying $90 an hour, right? If everyone works 7 hours, you're paying $630. That's really nothing, right? At that point, right? But that's 1 week, right? Multiply that by four, you get 2,520, right? Still nothing. Multi-million-dollar company, that's really nothing, right? But let's search up real quick. How many Chick-fil-A's in the U.S. in America?
Don't benefit from employees; they benefit from customers.
Yeah. Hold up. Let me multiply that real quick. Multiply by 2,600. What was it? 2,671. You're practically paying $6,730 per month for all your locations. Chick-fil-A alone has about 2,671. If every Chick-fil-A has six employees, they are paying about $6,730,920 across all of the Chick-fil-A's on the US a month, right? If I calculated that, you multiply that by 12, they're paying $80,771. $871,040 in a year before everyone that's paying minimum wage. That's if everyone works 7 hours. Like, we're doing 7 hours. All six of these people are working 7 hours, no more, no less, right? 7 hours is usually what most people work. You know what I mean? Like, do you see how that's different? Rather than if they were paying like $7 an hour, you know what I mean? That's minusing the managers and minusing the boosts, because managers get paid more, so on and so forth. And so, like, they're going to start getting really, like, you know, picky. And a multi-million-dollar company, I don't think $80 million is really going to do anything to a multi-million-dollar company, right? But if, like, they're going to start getting more picky, because they're going to have to be paying more. So you better have, like, a better education, so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah.
So do you think this will ever happen, though? Do you think it will get... like, companies will get desperate enough. Like, let's say Biden, like, the whole Biden thing doesn't happen. I don't think he's even going to increase minimum wage. Let's say it doesn't happen, right? Do you think companies will ever get desperate enough to increase the minimum wage to, like, $15 an hour? Do you ever think they'll actually increase it by, like, that much of a ratio?
I don't know. It could happen, but I don't know. It's just so unpredictable because there's always going to be, no matter what you do, there's always going to be those, there's always going to be low-class workers. You know, I do believe that in the next coming years, there's going to be a huge increase in you know, more teens that are, you know, just people with a, you know, bigger desire and they know that these smaller jobs aren't going to fulfill those desires. But then there's always going to be, like, you know, there's always going to be low-class workers that have to work those places. And like, man, like, how many people are on this planet? Like, I don't know.
7 billion people.
Something like that. So, like, to think they would raise the minimum wage, I mean, I don't know. But it's, it, I don't know.
I don't think so.
50-50, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, if more people are becoming more ambitious, and that's something I kind of see, even though there's a lot of people that are still not very ambitious in our generation.
I think it's completely going downside. I mean, from my observations, bro, everyone wants it easy. Like, everyone just says they want to live this life and that life, but they don't really have, like, they don't have a way they're going to do it, you know?
I mean, from the way I see it, I think there's a lot of people more that are innovative and creative in our current generation. Less people are, like, I'm hearing less and less people being like, I want a minimum wage job, and less people being like, I wanna have a boss. A lot of people are just saying like, I wanna be my own boss, you know. So as we go on, we could really be entering like more innovation and more like stuff like that, because people just no longer wanna be their own job. They wanna be their own like boss, their own job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's more like an entrepreneur mindset, but it's. I mean, it's doable.
Yeah. All right. Just want to thank anybody and everybody tuning in. Good night or good morning, wherever you are. Keep imagining, keep creating, and we'll see you on this next episode.